Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Ensign, Mark with a C, Ensign, is our guest. He's the CEO of Rethink, the author of Search Engine Humanization, a reformed Broadway musical musician, right? Mark?
Yeah.
a reformed or recovering, whichever way you want to look at it. So let's...
Recovering professional musician.
Exactly. Now, your new book's available wherever books are sold, Search Engine Humanization, not optimization, as opposed to optimization. You know, one of the things I've been trying to get my audience to do for 15 years, at least, is to become a writer. To become some kind of a writer. Years ago, that's what I said, was learn how to write something, even if it's just a couple of paragraphs. Put that up on your website from you, not from some wordsmith that you hired to do your work. And, of course, more recently, I've been encouraging them to put up a video from them, of them, and by them. Even if it was only 90 seconds long, heck, even if it was only 45 seconds long. Some way of getting the human beings behind the business out front. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great strategy. I mean, you know the old adage, we all like to do business with people that we like and people that we connect with. And companies are so fearful of actually being human that they're actually pushing people away. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, you know with this false sense of I'm bigger than life. And you know, when really, as consumers, we're looking to connect with companies. We love doing business with people that mm-hmm. we know and we like. I mean, you look at organizations like companies like JetBlue, who on Twitter they have such a human voice that you could be waiting for your waiting for your flight and tweet them and have a conversation with somebody, and then on your return flight tweet them again, and they'll remember you because mm-hmm. they keep track of who everybody is. They have a stream of who you are, and it's like all of a sudden you become friends with the people at JetBlue, and the next time you have to buy a ticket to go get on a flight somewhere, that's the first place you look, because why wouldn't you want to fly with your friends as opposed to some giant organization?
Right. Well, one of the things it sounds like that you're talking about is the difference between long tail and short tail. If you're in the shoe business, and you want to go after the short tail approach, you would want to be ranked high when somebody typed in shoes. But the long tail of that would be shoes for ladies on the east side of Peoria, Illinois. Right, I mean that's the long tail, right? I think what you're saying is instead of going after all of the big words that drive people to you, which you're probably never going to win, try to go for the more long tail where human beings typing in searches or words or questions like they would ask, and they find you there rather than competing with the rest of the world. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, even to go one step further, if you were to figure out, let's say, using your example, what problems people have with shoes. So people are doing a search for, how to avoid blisters, on a new pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to write an article about that and attract that person, and then they also get to see your shoe line from there, once you've educated them, you're drawing in somebody who's buying new shoes. They have a problem with the new shoes, and then now you're talking about how your shoes don't cause that problem. You now have a potential customer, somebody that never would have found you otherwise. And just by adding that value, by connecting with them, giving them something that they're looking for, not trying to sell them.
Well, yeah, and if you're in the tire business, you'd write an article or do a video and they say, do these three things so you don't have to buy a set of tires from me any quicker than possible.
Exactly, and that's something. I mean, because the truth is that, like, this is the internet. There's a ton of information out there. Your potential clients, your prospects, your visitors, they have questions, and somebody's going to answer those questions. So it might as well be you.
Mm-hmm.
It's either going to be you or it's going to be your competitor. And I promise, whoever answers those questions, often than not, is going to get the sale when the sale does happen.
And what you're also doing is you're speaking to the reality that most small business owners are never going to go viral. Most small business owners, the world is not going to beat a path to your door. In fact, as I've been saying to them for a long time, Mark, you don't want the world to beat a path to your door. You're not Walmart. You couldn't handle it if they did. You only need so many customers, right? So, why not go out there and find the ones who connect with you and you connect with them?
Right, and if you think in terms of a typical 10-page, salesy website, you have 10 pages out there, sales content that you have to hold. You're basically trying to attract somebody who's, got their credit card in hand ready to buy.
Right.
If you, let's say, have a blog or write articles and you put out all this useful information, you did that once a week for 2 years, you'd have over 100 pages on your website. That's 100 hooks in the water trying to catch a fish. You're going to catch a fish with you have a much better chance with 100 hooks than you do with 10.
Well said. Hey, Mark, thanks again for being here. Give us the website again, please.
Sure, it's markensign.com, MarkEnsign.com.
Check it out. The book is called Search Engine Humanization. And we'll get Mark back another day and talk about this. And meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.